for us.
Always made of glass. And maybe that's the price you pay for the money and fame at an early age. And everybody saw me sick. And it felt like no one gave a shit. They criticized the things I did as an idiot kid. What if you had it all, but nobody to call? Maybe then you'd know me. 'Cause I've had everything, but no one's listening. And that's just f***ing lonely. I'm so lonely.
You please, we about to get it on. Take off them drawers. It's just you and me. You know what I be on. I'm about to go wrong. 'Cause I like what I see. Shorty go jogging every morning. And she make me breakfast almost every morning. And she take a pic before she leave the door. I be waking up the pics before on it. And every weekend, my shorty coming over. Shorty can Fendi out, but she like Fashion Nova. She ain't driving no Camry, she pulling in a Rover. With her hair so curly, I like
she
baby.
She said, what you know about love?
I'll tell you everything. I got what you need. Woke up in the store and get what you want. You get what you please. We about to get it on. Take off them drawers. It's just you and me. You know what I be on. I'm about to go wrong. 'Cause I like what I see. Look, baby, I said I ain't gon' front. You got my heart beating so fast, some words I can't pronounce. And I be getting the chills every time I feel your touch. I be looking at the top, and girl, it's only us. All I need is a choice. And girl, I told you once, don't make me tell you twice. I know you see this prank through my pants that I know you like. And yeah, you looking so fat when it be in them tights. And I'm going straight to the top, so you get free to ice.
Bet they hear these words and call me foolish. Call me stupid, like what the hell
yes,
I'm doing.
Yes, Montreal, my city. You're locked into the morning deep, so make sure you tell a friend, tell a friend. Every Friday from 7 to 9, the best morning show in the city.
I know where I've been. No, I got the keys to your heart in my nightstand. You gon' feel like testing out the waters, ain't exciting. As you thought it was, you'll be coming right back, nah. Crying ain't gon' fix it, so I'm still here. As long as you respect the way I do feel. Love me good and lie to me. Don't want broken promises, don't want apologies. I don't want to be the one complaining. As long as you don't see nobody that I hang with, yeah. Love me good and lie to me. Don't want broken promises, don't want apologies. As long as you don't see nobody that I hang with. They don't understand our arrangement. All this love waiting just for you. So don't
coming back to back, she hitting goals that she ain't reach yet. She ain't all romantic, 'cause I'm too deep inside the streets. Lick her neck, she shaking, I ain't get down to her feet yet. Could you accept me for my past, but ain't no drama here. I ain't know about credit, I try to buy it through Obamacare. Say I'm disrespectful, I'm trying to give me know her mama though. Low key, I be texting all her friends, she told me she don't care. Trent, baby, crazy. Toxic, baby. Broken promises, you got me smiling, baby. Broke a couple promises, I'm wildin', baby.
Shorty a little baddie, shorty my little boo thing. And shorty got the fatty, shorty be catching mood swings.
Ballerina tip, keep a top grip on it. That's my dick when I want it. Before you give me, make me wanna treat you like a broker. Always in there with the wrong, it's 7, nah, nah, nah. Slim thick with a stick mouth, took a rah, rah, rah. Probably gonna had a couple dreams running around if I was trying to settle down. Young bitches on the prowl, getting bread and some more. Getting it and some more. Gotta keep it on go, cause they don't talk control.
Fatini. Uh-oh, my little mama seem pretty. And we be shopping through the city. I gave the keys to the Bentley. Get off your knees, you don't gotta cry to me. I'm your best friend, baby, you don't gotta lie. I get you everything that you want and you need. From Chanel to Celine, it's on you to decide. Valentino, yeah, I'll put you in the best. So lifting up your dress, start kissing on your neck. Start rubbing on your butt, start massaging it.
You're so juicy.
DJ
took a picture like movie.
Yeah.
You know I'm so, so choosy.
Some more detail.
But you're such a cutie.
Moon chaser.
You're so juicy. Took a picture like movie. You know I'm so, so choosy. But you're such a cutie.
I ain't wasting no more time with his labels. I done give you up my heart and you play with it. I hit a little double when you're down on both knees. Gotta get a grip cause I ain't your main sweet. All this money that you're talking, I already spent that. Every dollar that I gave you, I need every cent back. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no. I'm the one to keep it juicy for you, juicy for you, juicy for you, juicy for you. Now who the who to keep it juicy for you, juicy for you, juicy for you, juicy for you. For you, juicy for you. Now, who the fuck
will
keep it juicy for you, juicy for you?
Juicy.
For you.
Juicy.
For you.
You keep it super juicy, pink starburst.
Candy.
Yeah, I'm your babe, but I'm a starburst.
First of all,
it gotta get better, cause it ain't been worse.
Really?
We step out fresh to death, double hearse.
Ooh, kill me.
Send a text, my place or your place.
Where we going?
Sexy lace, ooh, can I get a taste?
Right now, right now.
Slow grind while I'm gripping on your waist. Come and shout it, sign this waiver for this pain you about to take.
All this money that you talking, I already spent that. Every dollar that I gave you, I need every cent back. Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, no. I'm the one to keep it juicy for you, juicy for you, juicy for you, juicy for you. Now, who the who to keep it juicy for you, juicy for you, juicy for you, juicy for you? For you, juicy for you. Now, who the fuck gon' keep it juicy for you, juicy for you? For you. For you.
For you, I ride like I ain't scared to die. Privates on the flights like I ain't scared of heights.
No.
Tiffany, just to get with me, you never crystal clear as you.
Knock, knock. Guess who's coming to dinner? Fred, Mr. Easy, Major Lisa in a Beamer.
Oh my God, I've never seen a bottom like this. See the way she hula hoop, come and jump like this. See the junk in the trunk, I had to bag her right quick. Feel like magic, more together, all together, priceless. Oh my God, I've never seen a bottom like this. See the way she hula hoop, come and jump like this. See the junk in the trunk, I had to bag her right quick. Feel like magic, more together, all together, priceless.
She say she got a partner, me I got one. But me one tap, what I cannot drop. Never seen a girl with give me vibes.
You know we vibing in the morning. DJ Maddie, we're coming to you live from DG Kicks, 6714 Fielding, Mo Chaser, Lolo in the building. It's the morning detour. We on Fridays.
Guess who's coming to dinner?
DJ Maddie.
Guess who's coming to dinner? Oh, no, 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 no. You know, say you got what me wants, and I'ma give you whatever you want. So baby, come give me some love. Oh na 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 na.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, God. I've never seen a bottom like this. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, God. I've never seen a bottom like this. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, God. I've never seen a bottom like this.
Me tell him, man, it's not the issue. Come and pum pum turn up. That mash up, it come and boom, boom, turn up. And if I'm with my Barbie dolls, you know the whole crew.
yeah, we done up and plus the poom poom turn up. Stranger, looking for some danger. Ride it like a budga, fierce of an angel. This one, yeah, I'm major. UK out to Asia. Pull out in the range, got them beeping like a pager.
Quiero una ya, quiero una mujer que sea muy especial. Quiero una dama que me sepa amar
y que se sepa menear, oye.
Quiero una chica, quiero una ya, quiero una mujer que sea muy especial. Quiero una dama que me sepa amar.
¿Qué es lo que? Estamos en LA.
Quiero una chica.
Que se sepa, manialo, yeah.
Quiero una chica, quiero una ya. Quiero una mujer que sea muy especial. Quiero una dama que me sepa amar.
Y por supuesto que se sepa, manialo, yeah.
El Guaynabichi, mi chichi. El Guaynabichi, se bate allá atrás. Hablando lindo, la chulería.
Ya atrás, ya atrás.
De Colombia pa'l mundo. De Puerto Rico pa'l mundo, ¿qué fue?
Big up yourself. Big up yourself. Shout out to my homie Tibbs. Young Ye. Shout out my boy Luca. Shout out my cousin Jazzle. I see you. If you've been supporting more on D-Doll since the beginning, this one's for you. We live now. DJ Maddie, the ones and twos. We on Fridays.
Oh, you figured the woman access to your villa. Trust my son, I witness all the locks in your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Yes, you do the situation that you call the winner. You be a true player, you have to know how to play. If you say a night, convince her, say a day. Never admit to a word that she say. And if she claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she got me on the counter.
Was me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Was me.
I even had her in the shower.
Was me.
She even caught me on camera.
Was me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Was me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Was me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Was me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey gave me and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom door.
I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I've never took her eyes off?
J'entends des bails à trois sur moi.
Montreal, my city.
À ce qui paraît, je te cours après.
This the best morning show.
Mais pas, mais t'es taré.
It's the morning detour.
Mais comment ça?
DJ Maddie. Mo Jason. Lolo in the building. This is the mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. You know the vibe. It's Friday morning. We closing out the summer.
Gonna make sure that you get where you have to go and have some quality sounds on your way.
Bye.
With the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest, your COVID-19 vaccination could pay off big time. Every Friday in August, you could win $150,000 and two scholarships of $10,000. Plus, if you've had both shots September 3rd, there's a draw for 16 scholarships of $20,000 and a jackpot of $1 million. Register now for the It Pays to Be Vaccinated contest at quebec.ca/vaccination contest. The sooner you're vaccinated, the faster you can take part. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Fabi and Mr. Blue present a Last Lap Barbecue on Saturday, August 21st from noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, Côte Sainte-Catherine and Westbury. Weather permitting, come out and enjoy. On the menu, barbecue pork and chicken, jerk pork and chicken roti, curry goat, salt fish, and lots of sides, including bakes and homemade juices. Wear your mask, social distancing required. That's Saturday, August 21st, noon to 9 p.m. at Mackenzie King Park, Côte Sainte-Catherine and Westbury. Fabies and Mr. Blue's Last Lap Barbecue. For more information, call 514-771-7011.
Montreal, my city. You know what this is this morning. You know how we do things. We back live. I get to see Lorena's face. She's the calm in the storm. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks. 6714 Field in Montreal, my city. It's another Friday. They say it's going to be a heat wave, Lorena. They say we're expecting 32 this morning. It's after 8 o'clock. We are lively. It is 8:16 in the morning. Beautiful Friday. Now's about that time for Lorena to give us the community updates and entertainment news. What's going on, Lolo?
Yep, there's a lot of things going on this week, well, in the upcoming weeks, actually, in the city. First up, we have Montreal Makers Market. This is a pop-up shop. It's a free event happening Sunday, August 22nd from 12 to 8 p.m. at 1538 Boulevard Saint-Laurent. So they'll have local creatives, a lounge area, and signature cocktails. So this is an 18-plus event. Next up, the Black Healing Centers Collective. They will be premiering a docuseries called My Black Mental Health on Saturday, August 28th at Osgang Plaza, which is at 6524 St. Hubert Street. So this video series aims to shed light on the mental health experiences of Montreal's Black community. Mm. The screening will be followed by a curated panel discussion with various members of Montreal's Black-led organizations and collectives. This event is a donation-based event. All funds go towards the Black Healing Center's campaign. So they have a goal to raise $50,000.
Okay.
And that will go towards the opening of a space that is grounded in healing the Black community.
So listen, we need the healing, Lorena.
Definitely. Another thing, the Chris Boucher Back to School Summer Camp, there's still places open in the Montreal stop, which is August 28th and 29th. So for more information or to sign up, you could go to www.goldlevelse.com. And remember, this is for boys and girls ages 8 to 16 years of age. And also, there's a new installation at Place des Arts.
Is it a green installation, and did Valuplan put that in place?
I'm sure she approved it. I don't know how green it is.
It better be better than that Christmas tree we had a couple years back.
No, oh my gosh, it's not the Christmas tree. What it is, it's a carpet.
Okay, I'm done. Okay,
No, you know what?
We're going to go to archive joint.
No, let me finish. It's a carpet where you can walk, jump, and dance to make music. So it's by the same group that brought us the musical swings.
Okay, listen, how much money are we funneling to this group? You gave me the musical swings. I know it wasn't cheap for the city. And now,
but
now
that was a big thing. Like, people were excited about the musical swings.
I am not Aladdin. I don't need to be dancing on no carpet. You know, this is not a Disney movie. So what's the carpet
do? Oh, my gosh. So you really should go and make, like, a TikTok and play
No,
Aladdin.
TikTok doesn't pay their creator. They just, you know, if I make the TikTok dope, now the rest of the world is going to take it, and I won't get credit for it.
Well, do what you
got to do. Okay, so what happens on the carpet? Okay, so what happens on the carpet?
You walk and dance and jump or roll. You do whatever you want.
Does it say how much the city of Montreal paid for this carpet?
No, I didn't look into the price of that.
I want an investigation into this carpet.
The installation, Montreal, will be up until September 6th, so you have a few weeks to go and enjoy the carpet that's installed at Quartier des Spectacles.
Okay, I'm writing that down. Quartier des Spectacles. Okay, gotcha.
Next up, Haiti Relief. So Montreal Drive is currently collecting items that will be shipped to help the people of Haiti. What they are in need of are tents, medical supplies, hygiene products, feminine hygiene products, and sleeping bags. So you can drop off items at Union United Church, which is at 3007 Rue de Lille. This Saturday and Sunday, they will be there from 5 to 9 p.m. And then Monday, they will be there from 1 to 9 collecting items. If you're unable to stop by, you can purchase items off of their Amazon list. They have like a registry. You could purchase and send the items to the organizer, which is Sevens Telemach. You can follow him on Instagram at Sevens, which is S-V-E-N-S underscore Telemach, T-E-L-E-M-A-Q-U-E. Also, what's happening soon is For the People. They are bringing upscale back. So this is the summer fashion edition. This is a day party that's happening on September 4th at a secret location. It's a ticket-only event. They'll be following COVID guidelines, regulations. Tickets go on sale next week. Once you purchase a ticket the day of the event, they will email you the secret location. Also, what's next happening very soon in September is Pop Montreal. It begins next month, September 22nd to the 26th, and it's actually their 20th anniversary, so congratulations to them.
Yeah, oh man, that's dope.
It is, and they're going to have a hybrid of in-person concerts and virtual events like they did last year. Mm-hmm. They also recently announced their lineup, which includes acts like the 2020 Polaris Prize winner, Backwash.
Okay.
They're going to have Childs, Aza, Wayne Tennant, and a lot more. There's a list of artists. So you could purchase your tickets at popmontreal.com, and you could also take a look at their schedule when everything is released. Also, the Crown Project, we are still collecting items.
Yeah!
We have up until, well, you have up until August 26th to donate some items to us. We have locations all around Montreal, DG Kicks being one of them.
Yeah.
You could drop off loose leaf paper, school bags, pencils, crayons, markers, highlighters, Kleenex boxes, scissors, calculators, all those good things that children need. Our goal is to fill 100 bags and give them to students in need. We actually are having workshops too. So the kids that sign up to the workshops, they'll be receiving a bag. We actually had 107 kids sign up.
Okay, that's what's up. Look at you. The Crown Project is like a magnet. The super nonprofit. Oh,
so
man.
I'm really happy, but we are definitely looking for some donations, or you could donate money, which is at qbbe.ca/donate if you want to donate money instead. You can still do that. So that is happening up until the 26th. Now down to entertainment news.
Uh-oh, the drama.
Brenda, I'm sorry. Your son made me do it. Donda is still MIA. We're still waiting.
Okay, when were we expecting this thing at this point?
Listen. He's having a third listening party at Chicago's Soldier Field on August 26th.
People don't know who you're talking about. If you don't know, she's talking about Mr. Kanye West.
I just said Donda is still MIA.
Not everybody's hip-hop like us in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm just saying, so people didn't know you're talking about Kanye.
Okay, so Kanye West is having a third listening party at Chicago's Soldier Field on August 26th. His manager, Boo, confirmed online the album will be out after the third listening party. It was also said, too, that a longtime collaborator for Donda, Mike Dean, was on the Discourse app in a room full of diehard Kanye West fans and did a poll on which version of the song Hurricane did they like best. And he is also, well, Kanye is also looking at the comments from Discourse as well. So I think that's pretty cool that fans, mm-hmm. their opinions are being heard.
Yeah,
their comments are being heard. So they're having an input on the album, which is pretty cool because a lot of times our opinions...
But I feel like, but also too, like, you know, like, I get that it's dope getting opinions from your fans too, but also your fans want to see what you want to create. And I feel like Kanye already has enough voices in his head. He has enough, like, okay, I'm going to keep going back to the table with this.
Yeah.
He didn't need added more input or more footnotes, right?
But I think it's just the stress because this album is dedicated to his mom. Mm. So I think he wants the album to be perfect. That's probably another reason why it's taking so long to come out. But I think it's cool that fans get to partake in the creation of the album.
He should have just made it like 808s. If he's going to dedicate it to his mom, just make like a remastered 808 and let's make it even doper.
No.
Because now at this point, like I said this last week, like he's doing the whole process in reverse. Like he's touring the unfinished album and then he's going to release it at the end of all these tours.
Yeah, but it's smart because all of the listening parties have been selling out.
Yeah.
Well, like last week I reported how much money they're making.
Yo, Apple killed it. Listen, they're bagging up air.
Exactly.
I seen that we better become that poppin' that we could do events and people just like bag up the air from our shows.
Listen, it's crazy. Another crazy thing that happened this week is the trial for R. Kelly started in Brooklyn, New York. The first person to testify was Johanda Pace, who met R. Kelly at the age of 14 and engaged in sexual activity with the singer at the age of 16. So she, a quote from the trial was, he wanted me to put my hair up in pigtails and dress like a Girl Scout, said Miss Pace, who is now 28. She says she was forced to operate under severe restrictions and eventually faced a violent abuse. So the trial will last 4 weeks, and several accusers are expected to give firsthand testimony about sexual, physical, and psychological abuse. There will be testimonies from several former managers and associates of R. Kelly. Jurors will be looking at text messages, audio recording exchange between R. Kelly and his accusers, evidence recovered from his apartment, and evidence recovered from his storage facility.
Man, the plot thickens for R. Kelly. The plot thickens. It's like, you're like, who is this person? It's not even the person you thought he was.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's really scary. So we're going to see how this unfolds. I'm going to keep everybody informed these next 4 weeks of what's happening with the trial. But it is really crazy. One of the things they did bring up is his marriage to Aaliyah. I won't really get into that, but I will say that fans of Aaliyah can now stream her music. It was announced last month that Black Round Records is relaunching, so it's Black Round 2.0, because previously her music was not available on streaming platforms. So today, actually, you could stream Aaliyah's One in a Million. Romeo Must Die soundtrack will be available September 3rd.
Yes.
Aaliyah's self-titled album on September 10th. And then the Care For You and Ultimate Aaliyah records will be available October 8th.
Oh. So we're going to do an Aaliyah mix.
I'm super excited. I'm a big Aaliyah fan, so I'll be streaming One in a Million all weekend. That's what I'll be doing.
It's available now?
Yeah, One in a Million was available at midnight.
Boy, I mean, all these notes. So I have Cartier de Spectacle with the carpet, right? And I got One in a Million. Is there another light show you want to advertise as well? Because I know you're big on advertising the light shows.
There's no light shows right now.
No Lumi?
Check back in the fall. But Black Round, is owned by Aaliyah's uncle and former manager, Barry Hankerson. He is also releasing other artists that had music, like Tank. His first three albums are now streaming. I think in September. JoJo's albums also, and Toni Braxton's Libra album will be out for streaming later on this year. But the family also does not seem to be too happy with that decision. They've been in an ongoing legal battle with the uncle in regards to Aaliyah's music, so we'll see how that plays out as well.
I've heard about this back and forth for many years now. And what I understand is, like, why you did, like, if, like, we didn't know Aaliyah. Mm-hmm. But, like, you saw, like, she had, like, an affinity for her fans. Like, she really loved her fans, and yeah, she would want her fans, I would think. Without knowing Aaliyah, I would think she'd want her fans to have her music. So why are certain people in her family so restricted on just keeping the music away from the fans? Like, I never understood that aspect of it.
I don't think it's something we're keeping away the music. I think it's more behind the scenes when it comes to the money.
Yeah, the control and the rights to the music, right?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. They're very protective over her family, especially her brother. Yeah. Exactly. So I think they want things done well. They want to make sure the money is handled properly and her name is handled properly. But there's not that much information that came out about it. They're very tight-lipped about that. So maybe in the coming weeks, as the legal battles continue, there'll be more information that comes out about that.
Well, at least some of the music is starting to get released, man. Bump One in a Million. You know, we were just about to play some more Amorphis mixes. You know what I mean? He'd be mashing up all day, Aaliyah.
The last thing I do want to talk about is OnlyFans. So they made headlines this week. The London-based live streaming website OnlyFans will begin prohibiting sexual explicit content starting October 1st. The new standards will still permit nudity, provided that creators post in accordance with the site's acceptable use policy. So a spokesperson said, in order to ensure the long-term sustainability of the platform and to continue to host an inclusive community of creators and fans, we must evolve our content guidelines. They also went on to say the change is being made at request of the site's banking partners and payout providers.
Okay, so basically, in hoodman's them terms, they weren't making the same kind of money they were making at the beginning of the pandemic with the OnlyFans. So now they're like, okay, well, we're not going to have girls half naked on our platform and we're not getting some type of revenue from it. Because this whole time, everybody was busting it open on OnlyFans. And none of these bankers had issues with it because what? They were making the money off of it. Now the money's looking kind of different now. Like, you get tired of seeing the same girls do the same stuff. Like, how much weird stuff could you do on OnlyFans?
Well, I don't know, because that industry is so big, and it's the same things over and over again. Whatever your fetish is, whatever you're into, whatever you like, that's just...
But there has been a decline. Like, I know you and I, we're not, like deep fans of OnlyFans. Like, we know the ins and outs, but, you know, I got friends in different places, and I've heard that there's been a decline in the interest and, you know, the popularity of the OnlyFans, but that explicit side of things.
That too, but they also are trying to change their content. So for me, like, there's a lot of people that I know that are on there, but they're doing different things.
Like the celebrities that we mentioned, like I remember Chris Brown and the guy with the chest that you liked there, that played Rocky there.
What?
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Also, now you know who I'm talking about. Like, said she be ready to fight me, Maddie? Said she be ready.
I wasn't ready to fight anybody.
I'm glad we're here in person. I don't want a detour, baby.
Anywho, let me continue. So, Fight for the Future, an advocacy group for online digital rights and censorship, released a statement in response, saying OnlyFans deplatforming legal sex work is a perfect example of why we need an internet with less choke points for censorship. So they're saying that banning sexual content from OnlyFans is not going to make anyone safer. In fact, it will put sex workers in harm's way by eliminating a safer revenue stream for a lot of marginalized folks.
That is a good point.
Yes.
Because, you know, we've been seeing it all over social media all last night and Thursday. Everybody's pulling up McDonald's application. I think it's pretty funny, but it's still kind of filthy, though.
Yes, so there's going to be a lot of controversy around that. OnlyFans is going to release the guidelines of what is acceptable nudity now.
No skin. No, can't show your private area. It's not really difficult.
So there's that, and then also there's the other agencies that are saying that it's not totally inclusive if now that you are taking out...
Yeah.
Another revenue stream for the sex workers. So we'll see how that plays out.
But I like what you said about the sex workers, that they're taking away a safe platform for them, especially with the world that we're living with, all these diseases and stuff like that. This was like a safe way for them to make money and, you know, still respecting the COVID restrictions and whatnot. Yo, it's just crazy, man. OnlyFans, I saw the end coming. Me and Oki talked about it a couple months ago. I saw the end coming. So that's it.
But I knew it was going to change. It was going to change to more of a platform where celebrities, creators are going to go on there, and it's going to be another way for them to make money. Kind of like Patreon. That's what they're trying to do.
Well, listen. We don't have Cash App in Canada. Patreon and Cash App. Easy money. Put the thing on the go. I have a great segue for you. Sex bots. What's the legal future of sex bots? I know a couple months ago we spoke about how now you can program the sex, for those that know, sex bots, like a sexual robot or a mannequin that you can buy there, about a couple $1,000. Sold out. So a couple months ago we spoke about this in the detour, and you could program the bot to have the personality that you want. So now it's going deeper now. Legal researchers weigh in how the future laws should deal with the rise of the sex bot. So it feels like iRobot, but like the OnlyFans version.
That's exactly what I thought.
I'm like, we're seeing all these movies come to fruition. Like, I remember when Enemy of the State came out with Will Smith. We're like, okay, the government's not listening to us. And then we saw Snowden. And they're like, okay, they've been listening to us. And now we saw all these movies, like all these things. You know, we saw I Am Legend. Like, oh, listen, there'll never be a world pandemic, and there'll be one person alive. Here we are,
it's
2021.
All in the movies.
Here it's 2021. Then you see iRobot and you see AI, you know, shout out to RIP Robin Williams, and all these kind of movies. And you're like, okay, no. We'll never see in our lifetime the robots that can interact with us on a level. Are you serious? They got the sex bots. So the sex bots are coming around. They're already here. And they're becoming even more sophisticated and lifelike. And this is the dangerous part. We're already having enough problems. I can't even go there in the morning. You know what I mean? Some people... We already have enough problems identifying certain people.
Yeah.
Now it's going to be a case where, are you human or are you a sex bot? Like, this is where we're going. So, official rules and laws around their use are going to be required according to two law experts. So, there needs to be, like everything else that's new and popping. The government's going to regulate this somehow. But they're sex bots, Lorena. So, right now, there's not a huge amount of research into whether using sex bots is a good or bad idea for individuals. So, I'll open up there. Do you think sex bots, for those that have problems, like linking up with other people romantically or physically, do you think this is a healthy alternative for some people? Look at Lorena's face. It's like, why are you asking me this question? It's certainly the more detour.
I don't know, because I just see it being a problem But what's going to be crazy is that the future generation, this is going to be something that's normal to them.
So it brings up a lot of questions around sex, relationships, and how we should treat the artificial intelligence creations we make. Already in that last sentence, I'm kind of like, okay, now we're going crazy now. How we should treat the artificial intelligence creations that we make. So these sex bots, as the technology gets better, they become more lifelike. They're going to be able to talk and interact with us. So are they going to have, like, rights and stuff, too? Like,
I'm pretty sure eventually down the line they
are the sex bots going to be on road, like, buying people's groceries and stuff, like iRobot?
I think so. I think it's going to be a thing. They'll probably end up replacing a lot of people, and they're going to be doing a whole bunch of stuff. I'm just nervous about what the outcome is going to be down the line.
Now, like I said, you know, these questions have been previously been asked in such movies like Her and Ex Machina, but the science fiction in those films is quickly becoming science reality. Pretty soon, we're going to have to start deciding what are the boundaries should be.
Well, I have a question for you guys. Would you guys try that?
I'm curious. I just want to see how far along. Like, I don't have to use it, but, like, send us on a tour. Like, send me to the sex shop, Toko. Like, they sell now.
I'm sure there would be, like, at a shop you would go and you would see one and you can, like...
We could ask Louise, like, can you book us a tour at the sex bot factory? So legislators will have to balance competing and complex individual and public interests, which pose new ethical, regulatory, and legal challenges because of advancements in technology, says Maddie McCartney, who studied law. So some argue that sex bots are beneficial, helping those who aren't able to enjoy a normal sex life due to age, circumstances, physical disability, or mental issues.
But I have a question. Because you know, like, as you're dating, like, eventually, you know, things don't work out. So can you return the bot? Like,
no, we spoke about this. No, you can return the bot, but if my memory serves me right, certain parts are interchangeable. I know you had questions before about how do you clean it, and now you want to return the bot.
Well, I'm just saying, like...
It's like a refurbished iPhone.
So then you take out maybe, like, the disc, and then you change up the qualities of the person, and then you put the disc in.
Larina's always trying to... this ain't the right one. On the other hand, like pornography, sex bots can be seen as further objectifying women and encouraging sex that's further removed from emotions, which might lead to increases in violence and abuse. Some robots now can be programmed to mimic the act of refusing consent, which is a troubling step towards illegal acts. Yeah, like some people have a precluve. I can't even say the word. But some people get turned on by those kind of like rape kind of scenarios. Like, you see porn movies about that, like rape and stuff like that. So that's crazy. If you could program the robot to do that, then
I don't know. That's just crazy.
You kind of ask them, you know, are the sex bots helping or hurting? DJ Maddie says they're hurting. Okay, you know what? We're going to play some music. DJ Maddie, the buildings, the mighty CKT 9.3 FM. When we come back, we'll take some calls. You know what I mean? You know, let's call some people. You know, let's get the pulse of the city. It's Friday morning. It's the Morning Detour. We're coming to you live from DG Kicks, located at 6714 Fielding. I see the brothers on the block are starting to open. I see Layla, their partner, is open already. So the man's going to come start filling it up. So, you know, DJ Maddie, bring me in. You know how we do things.
I've been watching you, you've been watching me. Sex inside your eyes, baby, is that what you see? Is that what you want? Don't you lie to me. I'm trying to open up your love. Can I get that body up?
Yes, yes, yes. Speak of the man, them on the block. We out here in DG. This is the bass down. The morning dates are, you know, in those days. Want y'all my city.
Girl, you in your zone. Looking through your phone. Can't be here alone. Wonder who you waiting for. I've been letting me, girl. We just need to meet, girl. What's your fantasy? You know, we could be discreet. We ain't gotta say shit about what we done did. These niggas and bitches be talking like kids about things that none of their business. Tell them get some money, get up out of their feelings. BB's all in your neck, dripping your wind. Shout out them diamonds, I see clear. If I could just get you near, it's all up from there. I've been watching you, you've been watching me. Sex inside your eyes, baby, is that what you see? Is that what you want? Don't you lie to me. I'm trying to open up your love. Tell me, can I get that body up in privacy?
Yes, yes, yes. Montreal, my city. Don't be shy. Don't be shy. You gonna bring us a coffee? A little croissant in the morning. We're on DG Kicks. 6714 Fielding. DG Kicks. This is the best morning show in the city. The morning detour. I promise you.
Yo, yo, she gon' let me slide, but this ain't MLB. Ooh, she heard I got cash, now she in L-O-V. E-B-R's hit that dash, now I meet Curry the block. I'm what you heard about. You heard oh, don't get nervous, now. I'm on that drink, now I be busting like a 40 cal. Them lashes got you purdy now. Love the way you take control of that dick, you acting sturdy now. You might be worthy now. You serve your purpose now. Yo, I'm your locksmith, ayy. Hot shit, ayy. Diamonds faucet, ayy. Ayy. Boss shit, ayy. Expensive outfits, ayy. Ayy. Rock shit, ayy. She know I'm turned up. Apply that pressure on her. Let's go.
I've been watching you. You've been watching me. It's inside your eyes, baby. Is that what you see? Is that what you want? Don't you lie to me. I'm trying to open up your door. Tell me, can I get that body up in privacy?
Y'all, my city. Make sure you follow us on social media. The Detour 514 for all the latest news and updates on the best morning show in the city. We on Fridays. DJ Maddie on the ones and twos. Bringing the city none but the vibes. Early in the morning. Shout out to everybody passing us. DG Kicks. Let's go.
Maddie Phillip, you're so amazing.
I could recall what you've done to me. My feelings won't resolve till you talk to me. And I'm certain that you'll call, but I'm too naive. Sometimes I feel alone, hiding my secrets you need to know. I cannot feel no more, all of my demons will be at home.
I saw your face in the water. I can't replace what we started. I'd everything that you could've wanted. Everything's better when you're honest. Out in public to keep me up. I don't lie what I'm dreaming of. Things are taking on giving up. Tired of hating what I've become.
Yeah, it's hard to deal with everything I'm ignoring. And to be real, I probably won't even show it. I don't know why I wake up every morning. Know why you're with me in the moment. But please don't go away. I believe it all, every word you say. I can't take the fall, I need you to blame. Even in my thoughts, running through my mind. Sometimes I feel alone, hiding my secrets you need to know. I cannot feel no more, all of my demons with me at home. I saw your face in the water.
Hello?
I could recall what you've done to me. My feelings won't resolve till you talk to me. And I'm certain that you call.
Are you with us this morning?
Sometimes I feel alone, hiding my secrets you need to know. I cannot.
Hey, Jazz.
Everything's better when you're honest. Out in public to keep me up. I don't lie when I'm dreaming of.
Tell me that I'm about it. No, we gotta talk about it. You know I'm not just saying.
Hello? Plumber, are you with us? Good morning, Plumber, are you with us? Hello? Mr. Plumber, are you here with us? Technical difficulties trying to get this phone line thing to work. Jazz, are you there with us? Hello? Trying to get this thing to work here this morning. It's crazy. Tangle difficulties. Let's go back to the music.
So stuck on yesterday, still stuck in your old ways.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, Jazz. Good morning, Jazz. I'm trying to get this phone thing to work here this morning. Jazz, can you hear me, Jazz? I'm trying to get you on the dial here. Okay, okay, now I can hear you. Sorry for that. The line. Hold on a second. Let me get Lorena on here. Let me get Lorena on here. You're the first call on our live show. We haven't done this in about 2 years, so bear with us. Sorry, man.
Good morning.
All right, all right, all right. So let the people know. What? Yo, so let the people know where you're calling from. Jazz, how you doing this morning? Listen, man, I heard that Citroc, I heard that Ciroc Citrus is not available. That summertime citrus, I heard it's all sold out at LCBDO. What's going on? So Jazza, we did a couple topics here this morning. We're talking about sex bots. We're talking about bad restaurants. Where do you kind of weigh in with the new regulations for this COVID vaccine passport? Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
But see, that's crazy. You know what I'm saying? They just arbitrarily decide, well, you know what? The three times testing for those that don't want to take the vaccine is no longer admissible. Like, you're just arbitrarily going to decide that. For months now, people have been operating this way, and it's been fine. Listen. Exactly. Man, heavy-handed is this Legault government here, boy. But here's the problem.
They can't do that to people.
But here's the problem with that, right? Because we're in the Emergency Act, but a lot of things that they're doing goes directly against the Human Rights and the Labor Act. The labor minister came out 3 weeks ago and says, one, your employer cannot ask you if you're vaccinated, and two, you cannot lose your job because you're not vaccinated. So now what's going to happen now? I have people calling my phone last night crying, said they're going to lose their job because they... You from Burgundy like Lorena, so...
Hey. Shout out.
Right.
No, that's really sad, and that's such an inconvenience.
Oh, that's crazy. That's crazy.
No, that's...
Oh, man, it's wild times, man. It's wild times. Oh, it's so crazy. You know, that doesn't make sense now why Legault was giving out money a couple months ago to, like, get people to go back in school. I guess he knew there was going to be this big gap, right? Because all of a sudden it's like, oh, yeah, we have a shortage of workers when mad people have been on furlough. Oh, man, it's crazy, man. Oh, man, Jazz, thanks for being on the show. We'll get at you later.
Thank you.
All right, respect. All right.
Bye.
Yes, Plumber. Yes, Plumber. What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? You listen, man. We're trying to get everything right up here, man. It's the first time going live with DJ Kicks. You got to turn off your... You got to turn off your radio in the back. Listen... Okay, no, because I was hearing the feedback still. What's going on, Plumber Joe? We're about to call Miss Brenda early this morning. Lorena wants to know what's going on with the fish cakes and the oxtail. what's going to be part of the birthday celebration? Oh, listen, man. Yeah, we live. You know, the city can hear you. Yeah, yeah. you may know. No, we in the building. Listen. Yeah, yeah. Oh, she, oh man. All right, man. Thank you, Godfather. Let's go. All right. Yeah, man. Yo, she thinks she still didn't hear my. That was like an epic fail with the phone.
We tried.
I apologize, Montreal. If y'all couldn't hear the interview properly, we're going to get it fixed up. Spencer, you got to holler at me at CKT. Y'all told me to plug it in here to turn it up here. We turn up the game. Things ain't working. But Montreal, my city, man, we're about, I guess, a week and a half away from the COVID vaccine passport. Boy, next week's going to be a crazy one, boy. If you join us for the last 2 hours, we want to say we appreciate you. Be safe this weekend. Summer's basically done. We got this weekend, next weekend.
Don't say that.
Lolo's birthday's coming up. You know we get busy.
Exactly. Summer is still here. My birthday's coming up.
On Lolo's birthday, she's going to host the whole morning detour. I will be the B mic. Lolo's going to hold it down. It'll be her extravaganza. It's going to be a beautiful thing. Miss B, it's your birthday today. I'm going to see you in a few.
Happy birthday, Brenda.
Shout out to all our faithful listeners, my man Focus, RG Music, my boy Luca. Wherever you are in the city, man, be safe. This is the number one morning show in the city. This is the Morning Detour. It's been Moon Chaser, Lolo, DJ.
You're listening to CKUOT 90.3 FM.